League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We sing so many songs and then we get, what's that called? When you can't make the money off the YouTube, even though we make
copyright.
Yeah. Copyright.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Infringement. We are infringers
do
over
you,
here.
Because you use a lot of songs in your videos, but it's iconic.
Music is so important.
It is.
I do, and I can't use them for ads usually, but every now and then I can get away with one that is like in the public domain. Like I just did one. And the song was "It Had to Be You." That's in the public domain.
Really?
Wow.
I'm like, how
is that? What, Frank Sinatra? I have no idea.
The one that I use is Harry Connick Jr.
Wow. Because then you use the thing that really set me and made me go, "We're the same age." Was the one of the kid with the at the hospital. And then at the end, it was like, I was like, yeah, we're like, this is the same generation.
Yes. And I had pulled that song from the movie. It's kind of a funny story with Emma Roberts and Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hospital movie.
And then what's
it's in that? And I heard it and I went, oh my God.
And then the guy who was in, he was in that show about autism.
Of course.
He never got canceled.
Atypical.
For that. Atypical. But then everyone else got canceled for playing. Let's not talk about it.
I used to see him around LA. When I lived in LA, I used to see him.
What's his name?
Keir Gilchrist. Is this right?
It would be.
I'm not even like going to look
it up. It's something like that. And he was like on some like punk boy shit.
Like punk.
He had like black painted fingernails and.
I think I actually
was
saw
just kind of like swagged out. Yeah.
Smash.
I know. I kind of would. Like, actually, kind of would.
Great. Well, but let's hope that he never sees this.
Hi.
It was
Keir. I feel it was Keir. And then there was like, did you see the Stanford Prison Experiment? I feel like no one saw that movie.
Oh, Ezra. Right? Ezra, blah, 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 blah.
What's going on with Ezra now?
He had a wild moment, right?
Yeah. Yes. He like abducted an 18-year-old.
Perfect.
Right? And then
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happening now.
I thought he was back. I don't know. Everyone's back eventually.
That's the thing.
Right.
We won't get into that. I was going to ask you if you've ever been canceled. I don't want to know. Because it doesn't even fucking matter, does it?
Because here we are.
Okay, we were talking about, guys, I was a little naughty last night. I had champagne. Again, I don't know how much. I for sure had two glasses and then.
It was magically getting refilled.
Yeah, kind of. So do you know Sarah Coffey?
Yes.
Yeah. So Sarah and I were having a fun time together.
I love her. She's an amazing singer.
She really is. Mm-hmm. And a really good like impressionist and
all around
comedian.
Talent.
Yeah. She's awesome.
And so tall.
Yeah. We were sitting,
she's tall.
She's really tall.
Tall girls represent. She's like six foot.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
That's not tall.
I'm 5'9".
Wow.
Yeah. Someone tried to disprove that the other night. A man, naturally.
Yeah.
You know, take off your shoes. Let's go back to back.
Yeah.
Love that.
Was it a date?
No, it was my friend's husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you took your shoes off? Did you oblige?
I did. And he did prove me wrong. I might not be 5'9". I might be like almost 5'9".
I believe you're 5'9".
5'8¾".
You know, something like that. Sure,
round up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you hold yourself. You have great posture.
Tall posture.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. There's something about this turtleneck. It's inspiring.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. I'm always like,
posture can add height. That's a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
people
I'm 5'2".
Grow.
I'm 5'2".
You're 5'2". That's really, yeah. That's a little girl.
That's a little short.
That's a little baby.
I don't know if people know that or people, I think I look 5'2". I think I look small.
I think you look small, which is adorable and works really well. I do have something that happens to me a lot where if someone who watches my videos sees me in person, this happened to me last night at a play. She just grabbed me and said, "Oh my God, are you, you make videos on the internet?" I said, "Yes." And she goes, "Oh my God, you're so pretty in person." That isn't that the craziest thing?
And you go, huh?
You know, I always go, "Oh, thank you so much." Like, but it is shocking how much it happens, and I'm like, I'm trying to configure in my mind how they would think that's a compliment.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I don't think somebody would say that to you if they thought it was actually quite mean.
Yeah,
but I think it's really mean.
It's really mean, and they don't. That's all my comments are like, wait, why? Like, I say this a lot, but I'm like, why is she kind of bad? Like, someone's discovering that.
Yeah,
I'm,
so it's the kinda that's throwing me off. I think about this a lot, especially like, you know, you do a great job at this. You do the sandwich technique. This is a technique of where you sandwich your content funny, hot. Funny, hot.
Wow, yeah.
You see, because you know.
So she gets
you
it.
Also know.
Yeah, yeah. When you're a funny girl on the internet, you're not actually allowed to be hot as well. Yeah. That's reserved for men.
That's right.
It's Glenn Powell territory.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, he had a huge summer, so it's going well for him.
Congrats, Glenn.
But it upsets the audience.
Well, I think, okay.
It disturbs them.
A way that you can look at it as a compliment is like the fact that they're not, that they don't know you for your looks is kind of a compliment. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's great.
They know
great.
You for your
and it's
brain
actually,
and for your humor and for...
Yes, it's way more like self-esteem improving than I think the latter or the former. I'm like, the pressure that I see from friends who are like models or maybe like beauty influencers.
Like,
yeah, to always look great. Like I love waking up and filming and looking maybe the worst I've ever looked and putting that video on the internet and feeling kind of like no pressure there.
Yeah. Yeah. And feeling it's freeing to be
ugly.
To be ugly. To be ugly. Truly. But that's when you're funniest. That is when you're funniest. I don't believe. And again, I've been toying with this and thinking about this for years of like, sometimes I'll wear an outfit or something. I'm still trying to like figure this out of like wearing a hot outfit, feeling hot, and then doing a comedy show and not doing as well because I was really thinking about how I looked.
Completely.
And I'm like, no, I'm trying to find the like who is it? Nikki Glaser? Mm-hmm. She's always looking amazing and fit and whatever. But I'm like, I am funniest when I kind of look the worst and when I don't have makeup on.
How do you reconcile with this?
Hot, funny.
I mean, yeah. It's tough for me as a
tall, white guy.
Straight white guy. Yeah. It's really,
I know,
really challenging to put myself on the internet like that.
Because
I'll see a comment and someone is like, he's a snack or something.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, you know, I want to like.
You want to be a meal.
I want to be a meal.
And you want to be a meal. Yeah. Ultimately, you want to be a meal.
This is when I really started to notice things. And it did. I was happy for you. But two things can be true at once, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Kyle would get all the fan edits. It'd be like, and oh, you know what I see. And then like Kyle's slow motion. Oh, and I'm butter. And he'd get 10 and I'd get 1. Mm-hmm. Like the ratio was 10 to 1 of how many people thought he was attractive versus me. But then
that's always going to be the case. People will take kind of any man doing well on the internet and do kind of like make him
crazy.
the hot crazy one. Yeah.
Cuz that's where it's a double standard, right? Cuz if a man did that about me, creepy.
Right.
Right?
Unless
woman
that guy's
doing
hot.
That about unless a guy's
yeah.
Which still I'd be like really? Okay. And then but women doing this to Kyle or to any man, I'm like, I don't think twice. That's in my, it's saved. Harris Dickinson edit saved in my fucking.
Well, that's, I think that girls, especially probably younger girls
yes. Women, girls.
Are fans and will like take the time to make a fan edit over like a young boy making a fan edit.
Fandom.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had a fan edit made of me, but.
They're out there for sure.
If
I bet
they're
we
out
got
there,
sure.
Please send them to me. For or make sure. One and I'll repost it to Maine.
I guarantee it. But what I was going to, oh, right. So I'm a little hungover. Wait, also I want to talk about, I went to a Broadway show as well this week.
Which one?
Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, I heard it's really good. Did you go as well? No.
It was fucking awesome, you guys.
Yeah. Nicole Scherzinger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a singer.
Yeah.
Capital S. Like, I was like floored at how
long was it?
It was fucking long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all are. They're, yeah. They're
I
all...
was complaining about sitting. Meanwhile, these people are in the Olympics on the stage. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, my knees hurt. It was really long, mm-hmm. but it was phenomenal. They used like camera work. They like had a live cam, two live cameras, and then it'd project on the screen of just like different faces. I don't know how to describe it. It was all black and white. It was like campy, funny, serious. It was mm-hmm. really, she really, really like, it was exceptional.
She
truly.
Shakes some ass in that. I heard she's amazing. Yeah. I have a little bit of an issue with sitting through a Broadway musical. It feels to me the same way as like, you know, when you're a kid and you had to listen to CDs
yeah.
and you're playing it through and you're like, can we skip that one? I don't like that song. I want to get, you know what I mean? That's how I feel whenever like the ballad comes on. I'm like, can we skip that song? But you can't do that in a musical. You have to listen to it.
That's right. That's like right.
Going to see Wicked, waiting for
Defy Gravity.
The end of Act One.
That's right.
Is like, it's a lot.
Dare I say torture?
It's a lot. But then you get to
yes.
that and you're like, all right,
fuck yeah.
worth it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It gives you a healthy glow to see the theater.
I was like, when I was a young child, when I remember I had this Avril Lavigne CD and I had to plug my headphones into the actual like CD player. It was like, my parents like had it like connect, like it wasn't one I could, a portable one. It was mm-hmm. like connected to the wall.
No. Oh.
And I would sit there and I'd listen front to back. This Avril, like I very much was like no skips.
Yeah.
But maybe it was a no skip album though.
Canadian Queen.
That's right.
And yeah, I did wear like, I had a SpongeBob wristband that was like white, but then stained with like yellow from sweat stains.
Nice.
And then I was like disgusting and greasy, if you couldn't tell. I still kind of am. No,
you're beautiful. But it was fan like, edit.
That's literally how it was. But anyways, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite musical or are you more plays?
Definitely more plays. If I have to think about a musical, you know what? I love Rent. Sue me.
Mm. Yeah. No.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
It's drama.
Yeah.
Stakes are high.
Stakes. gravely high.
And a little sexual. You love a little you love a little sexy.
I do, which is why before we started recording, I said I got bored of Anora after all the sex stopped. And I kind of just stopped watching. And I said I'd come back to it. Haven't.
There is one more sex scene.
There is.
That's my little spoiler for you.
Oh, you'd call that. Are you talking about the
I don't want to spoil
it. Assault scene.
No.
Oh, okay.
There's one more.
But if you
sex
like that, you'll love The Brutalist.
Oh, great. Then I'm in. I also
there's
love
a ton
Joe
of sex.
Alwyn.
There actually is sex. Twice. One consensual and one non-consensual.
In The
Sorry,
Brutalist.
Spoiler. Yeah.
Perfect.
What are your favorite plays then?
I like Sam Shepard, like a real theater nerd.
Yeah.
You guys know Sam Shepard? Rest
I don't.
Peace.
Yeah.
Lie of the Mind.
Okay. Don't know that one.
Okay. Put me on the spot.
I'm so sorry. This is the worst.
Have you seen?
It's like asking.
Job.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I loved Job.
Yeah
we saw it too.
That.
And we loved it.
You could be her.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sydney Lemon is
amazing.
Incredible. I would love to step in if somebody's looking.
Yes, Max. Our friend Max wrote it. Hi, Max.
Definitely.
Hi,
Max. Like, yeah, that's like a dream kind of situation for me. I would love to do a play like Job.
Do you know Max?
Max. I met him.
Okay.
I met him at the premiere when they went from off Broadway to Broadway over the summer. I met him that.
I was invited to that. Didn't go as usual.
Perfect. You should go.
I'm the worst.
We should go.
The worst. Okay.
We'll go.
My goal is to go out more this year.
We went to Aloe recently.
Yeah.
And I was late because I had stepped in poop.
Yeah.
Human poop.
That's New York.
New York City.
I knew it was human poop. You know how you just know.
No, you just know. You, I mean, also like
there's a color that I was like, dog, that's not a dog's poop. Bro.
And also why I'm sorry to the listeners for talking about poop, but when you're in like the subway, for instance, mm-hmm. like why would there be dog shit in like the perfect like corner of the subway? You're like, that can't be anybody else's, but a human's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
we've all done it.
We've all pooped.
Yeah.
In the subway, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was late once.
We've all had emergencies where you gotta put your back up against the wall in the subway station and...
I have had to run off the subway. This for real. I had to run off the subway not too long ago after Raising Cane's. I had to run
to take
off.
A shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm one of those. I have one of those stomachs. And okay. It just kind of goes... I go, nope, now. Off. I was like four stops mm-hmm. till my place. Found a diner.
You're sweating.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bathroom,
yeah. You're sweating, you're farting. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. It was really bad.
I have not had like a shit emergency like that in New York, but it happened to me. It's like happened so much in LA.
But not here. No. Is the food better?
I don't know if it has something to do with the food
it's
or
the
lifestyle.
Air.
Yeah.
It's the air.
The air. Yeah.
But in general, I have an iron stomach. I could eat anything. So I don't identify with that thing of like, I had Chipotle, my night's ruined.
Yes.
Like, grow up.
No, literally. Because that was the thing. I was like growing up and I was like, no, I'm fine. I can eat greasy foods. It's because sometimes it's a roll of the dice for me.
It's a roll of the dice.
The die.
The die.
Is that what
one,
they say?
One single die or
the rule
two?
Of the die. I'll just say one.
What are your guys' daily diets like? I love what I eat in a day.
Me too. That was kind of in my mind. Also, your routine. I want to hear your daily routine as well.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
We'll get there. You guys first.
What are you eating?
Okay, so...
Morning. Start in the beginning.
Protein shake.
Before coffee?
No, so I'll have coffee.
Yeah, let's get into it. Coffee, what?
Black coffee.
Order?
Here, I make it myself.
Great.
Pour over style, AeroPress... And then I'll go to the gym, come back, protein shake, 2 scoops, peanut butter, almond milk, boom.
Banana.
No banana, typically. Okay. I'll say this.
I know. Men.
I'll eat a banana on the side, but I'm not big on the banana in the protein shake. I like it in a smoothie, protein shake, not so much.
Okay.
Peanut butter, powder, almond milk.
Great.
Lunch is... Honestly, a lot of the times, because it's Veronica's lunch also, eggs, avocado.
Toast.
Maybe something else.
Sometimes toast.
Maybe sometimes. Yeah. A kiwi.
Are you doing scrambled eggs?
Yeah, or fried or whatever, however we decide.
How are you having fried eggs without toast? Because the yolk. What are you doing?
No, we don't fry. I've scrambled.
Okay.
Yeah, scrambled with feta cheese and then... Today we had sourdough.
Sourdough toast.
Great, okay. Yeah.
And then dinner, if we're making it, I'm a man of dining out. I love to dine out.
Really? Tell me
big
everything.
Time.
Where are we going in Greenpoint?
If we're eating in, it's like a bowl of sorts. Rice base, ground beef or chicken.
Heaven. I love a bowl.
In the top. 1730. Little bit of avocado.
Okay.
Sometimes we go like teriyaki style. Sometimes we go straight.
Snacks?
Straight burger style.
Oh, I'm a
style.
Big snacker. Not
I'm not
him.
A snacker. Mm-hmm. I like meal.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. Okay, so where are you eating out here?
I mean, where do I start? Everywhere.
Bernie's.
We haven't been to Bernie's, actually.
What's Bernie's?
The place where those two people work that you like on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Those guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, they do the, hey, girl. Is there, I can't even do an impression of it.
They're
you
good.
Know
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Those guys, they love it. They work there.
There's a restaurant that we really like.
The Thai place.
Oh, Little Tiffin.
Little Tiffin's so good.
My friend is the chef at a restaurant called Chez Ma Tang.
Great.
You been?
No.
It's really
French.
It's French.
Yeah, but it's like Montreal.
If I were a betting man, I would guess
Canadian French.
Montreal French. French.
French is my favorite cuisine. I think it's the best cuisine.
Like Lucien. You're like a Lucien.
I think Lucien is mid.
Dragon.
Mid.
Take off.
But it's fun.
Yeah. Because you're a big foodie, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, I mean, I assume it's very similar, but where does it differ?
Differs. Okay. Morning. I'm like so not a foodie. It's crazy. Like mm-hmm. I like food, but I'm such a, like I can eat the same thing every day and I wouldn't go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And then on the weekends I do whatever. Weekends don't count, right?
No. Whatever. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, right now I'm doing the Greek yogurt. I like it like as much fat as I can find, like 4%, whatever.
Full fat? Yeah. Good for the brain.
Good for the brain. No flavor, plain. And crazy. Then I do natural peanut butter in that with cinnamon, mix it together. I'm a crazy person. I'm just going to realize.
Where's the sugar?
Honey. So then, you put honey, no?
No honey.
Maple syrup?
Then I have this grain-free, sorry. I'm trying to do the glucose shit. You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure that out if that makes me fucking depressed. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Nuts. It's like this like nut thing. Nut concoction in a bag.
Is it like a Catalina Crunch?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then I put that in there with a banana. And then it actually is sweet and good. And I think quite. And, that's
I'm suspicious of that. But as long as you. Yeah.
Honestly. I made my friend breakfast one time, Connery, who edits this podcast, and he said this is what people would eat at war.
So, that's what I'm sort of trying to
energize.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, but I am very like, I'm like, okay, what's the function? Like, and I do my vitamins then as well, right?
Okay. What about coffee here?
No, but I do black tea with honey. That's
okay.
It.
No milk?
No.
Okay.
It's a Polish thing. I grew up no milk and tea.
Never the twain shall meet.
No. Okay. It's a fucking sin. So I'm like, all right.
When we went to London, people were actually so...
They're like, milk? Yeah, milk.
Yeah, I would never drink tea without milk. That's the pleasure of it. Right?
No, they didn't understand. She was like, can I get that with no milk? And they're like...
You sure?
They like look back to the kitchen.
It's not
like,
good that way.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
They're like really, they had no idea.
There's a lot of Polish immigrants in London. So yeah. They suffer from that.
Okay, lunch.
So lunch, we're doing the
eggs and avocado.
Eggs and avocado. I usually will have a snack pre this, that whether that be pistachios or a baby bell cheese, some crackers.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like my snack. Then we do lunch. And then... Yeah, I really like power curls. I'm actually,
this is where the snacks.
I'm actually a fucking psychopath.
You're falling for a lot of marketing, is what I'm hearing. You're getting these sort of grain free, you know, like low carb snacky foods.
Yes,
and I challenge you to just go side by side with your power curls and like Cheetos.
Yeah,
because honey.
Honey, it's the same thing.
And
I know that. See, like, I do know that, but I'm like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
right.
Like,
you're a slave to wellness marketing.
I know. And
that's
it's
okay.
Not every day, but it's like when I want a little crunchy snack, maybe then I still go for that. But, or crackers, but I do like whatever.
Mm.
So then chips. Then I fucking, what do I do? Dinner. Yeah, exactly. Like a bowl or. Going out. I like sushi. I like Mexican food.
Sushi.
Yeah. Like that's kind of, what else do I eat?
Dessert? How
are we
feeling about dessert these days?
I eat dessert. I like need to have chocolate
crazy
every single
sweet
day.
Sweet tooth?
Yeah. Big one. I could eat cookies every single day.
And do you?
Just about. No. Not cookies, but.
Let's say I probably have a cookie at least once a week, like a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I'll do like one of those bullshit ones.
Yeah.
Probably twice a week.
Okay.
So, okay, where am I going wrong here? What's your... I'll be inspired.
You're not going wrong at all. That sounds great. I am... I do like coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
An Americano. And I'm probably having 2 to 3 of those.
Wow.
Black?
No. I like skim milk.
Great.
Yeah.
And you're going to get an Americano...
I am
you're not
going
making
to
it.
Make two.
You make, probably you have one, an espresso machine.
I have an espresso machine at home. I'm going to make one in the morning. Then I'm going to work out. And then I'm going to have another one when I'm done.
And where do you work out? If not, because you're like, I don't go out.
I have
out
a gym in my building.
Okay. And you do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
You do alone training.
Uh-huh. Okay. Or I will go to like that new hot Pilates place, Fuse.
Yeah.
Everyone's going there. Is it's impossible crazy? To get into.
Okay,
now.
That's where I'm like, do I want to?
But we should go. It'd be really fun. But you got to be like fun if you're going to come with me. Meaning like, look at me in the mirror and be like, wow.
Yeah. Of course. I don't know how to not.
Okay, because like, I was like trying to like kind of get on that vibe with somebody in the class the other day. Like, look at each other like, this sucks, you know? She was like not into it. I was cool. I'll go fuck myself with this Pilates ring.
In my Pilates class the other day, I like did the wrong leg and I like made such a big, because no one talks.
Yeah, you're like,
yeah. Yeah, literally. I was like, imagine I do the wrong foot again. I was like, okay. Because I'm trying to make friends.
I'm trying to make friends.
The trainer I see her every day. She seems my age. No, not biting. Okay, but anyway, so then after you work out. Yeah,
and then I'm going to come home and I'm going to make the savory.
Also, what time is this?
It's early. I'm like eating my first meal at like 8 or 9 a.m.
Yes.
And I'm having, the savory version is a big bowl of white or brown rice or quinoa, whatever I have, and then two eggs over that, sauteed greens. And then the sweet version is big bowl of oatmeal, berries, and then I use like one of those whole foods, like sugar-free kind of sweeteners as the maple syrup.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I feel less alone in this.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm falling for it.
Yeah, okay.
And then lunch is, I don't snack as well. I like a big meal. I like to eat for a long time. A snack lasts so short. Mm-hmm. So I like a big bowl of food. So lunch is usually, again, not some sort of grain. I like grains. Like I like a bit, you know, I'm not into the keto thing. Yeah. And I'm going to do that with some sort of, you know, meat or whatever, vegetables, and then dinner. These days it's out. I like to go out. Mm-hmm. I really like to go out. And, or I just discovered Suen, which is like a macrobiotic place, which I feel like you both would really like.
What is
Suen?
It's in the East Village, and it's like, you know, it's what you're describing. It's like a bowl kind of place or whatever, but they also have sushi. They're a dairy-free restaurant and a meat-free restaurant, but they have fish. It's like very kind of clean Japanese-y, very nice.
I love that. Yeah. Right up. And this guy, this is a thing on the podcast. Kyle mentions he's been to Japan in our everyday life about fucking 10 times a day.
I dated a guy like that. Men are obsessed with Japan.
Well, I say everyone
Japan in Mexico City.
Everyone that's been to Japan is obsessed with Japan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've never been. Fucking so awesome.
You've never been?
No, but I want to. But so, I'm also like scared of how far it is.
I'm scared of the flight. I'm scared of the culture shock. Like I'm, you know what I mean?
This
like,
is a different, it's not Europe.
Did you guys see that movie? I'm sure Michael's seen it. Into the Void.
Of course.
Yeah. So once I saw that movie, I was like ever so slightly terrified of going to Japan because it was, that movie's so traumatizing.
Oh, it's
what's it about?
Death.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Literally.
It's like, not like lost in translation. Like that's what
No. So like that's like a lovely, that charming like, representation.
Japan. The movie is, I can spoil it because, well, it's not a spoiler, but.
Yeah, bring it on.
This guy and his sister, right? Mm-hmm. They experienced like a pretty tragic thing when they were children. Their parents both died in like a car crash, you see, kind of thing in the beginning. And it's all from the perspective of him also, for the most part. Like sometimes you see him, but not really.
It's like through his eyes.
Yeah. And then he dies. And the movie is like his DMT trip that's supposedly happens after you die.
God.
You know what I mean? Just as a boy movie.
Yeah. Anxiety.
It's crazy. It's really cool.
I'm doing that every fucking day. Like,
there's no other movie like it.
A movie about it.
No other movie like it.
Right. Okay.
You've also probably seen a million music videos or so many things reference that movie.
Okay.
That you have for sure seen.
What year is this?
Mid-2000s, probably.
All right. I'll check it out.
And it's so long.
Yeah.
It's a long one.
Okay, so then
you would not like it.
No, I don't. Right now, I'm kind of not into shit that gives me anxiety.
That's so good. Yeah. I'm not either.
No, I want light.
I'm very careful about what I put into my brain.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah. Do you struggle with anxiety? and depression.
More so depression.
Yeah.
I think most people sway one way or the other. I'm more on the depression end. But yeah, anxiety for sure. But I find it pretty easy to manage if I'm kind of doing a short list of things.
Mm-hmm.
The short list is like not drinking too much alcohol, not scrolling, and sleeping.
Mm.
I know, quite groundbreaking.
Pretty easy.
And yet, yeah. Pretty easy. And yet,
yeah.
You know, and yet, every week.
My new thing is I'm not looking at my followers or my likes.
That's...
Or comments.
Really,
or
really comments. Good.
I'm done. It's like, what does that have to do with what I'm making?
Everything. Just kidding.
but you know what I mean? Because we're, you know, I said this yesterday. We went to a Cosmopolitan party, and it felt like it was like a work party of like, oh, we all work like online, mm-hmm. and we all kind of have the same like mental illness of some sort.
Right? Yeah.
Or drug addiction is honestly how it feels.
Yeah, I am really... really taken aback by when you go to one of those things and someone wants to talk about work in a really grotesque way, like mm-hmm. coming up to you being like, you know, I just, you know, blah, 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 just followed me or I, you know, my video is like crushing right now or something like that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How do you know not to do that?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's so crazy. And it usually happens with people who are just kind of like getting into it, who don't kind of know, like, stop it's talking gonna hurt. About that shit. Stop it.
And stop looking at that shit. Mm-hmm. It's not good for you mentally. Because mm-hmm. this is only I've been doing this for a little over a year. Mm-hmm. Like, I really haven't been doing that that long. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that, you know, especially, I've talked to this is all repeating, but like, I was filling the validation void because I moved and didn't have many friends here. While this was happening, do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, there was like, oh, all of a sudden it's blowing up. So I was feeling like good about myself in this like hollow way. It's not completely hollow, obviously. It's like, mm-hmm. great. People like you're like, I'm going to be pretentious, your art or whatever it is. But then, yeah, this year, a couple weeks ago, I was like, fuck. Like, I'm like down. And this is mm-hmm. something I can fix, but I have like a drug addiction. It doesn't feel like a normal thing. Mm-hmm.
And how do you, so you're not looking at
yeah.
likes, followers, what else do you do? What else do you do?
I've kind of.
You're like, I'm good.
Well, yeah. we talked about this kind of last time really quickly. It took me no amount of time to realize how much I don't like mm-hmm. looking at that stuff. Because mm-hmm. yeah. it was brand new to us in 2023. And when we first started this, I literally said this in the last episode, but there was one YouTube comment that like threw off my entire week. And so I was just like, I can't mm-hmm. have any sort of, I can't get anything from looking at this stuff.
But we do like routine. That's a big thing. Getting up early, like getting up, well, it doesn't even have to be like fucking 6 a.m., but like that keeps us, I think, on track of like getting up at 8. I go to my class at 8:30. Kyle goes to the gym. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, drinking, not drinking helps.
Yeah.
Really. Everything. It kind of, but then I had a great time last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And I'm going to drink tonight.
Yeah. And you connect, and you connect with people and you, sometimes I'm like, is this just like my anxiety where I'm like, I don't feel sure. My head's a little wonky and like my thoughts aren't totally clear, but like, usually it's just me giving myself the guilt of like,
yeah.
you fucking drank, you piece of shit. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't need to give that self.
I had a day this week where I'd come into, I came into work, meaning I walked into my living room. And my assistant got there and we were supposed to shoot an ad. And I was like, I can't do it. And it was because I had had alcohol the night before. And I was like, I don't have it. Physically, could I have pushed through? Like, probably. But I just, like, I was unclear. I couldn't, like, get the script right. And I was like, fuck me. And this is all my fault. And I just, like, the boundary there is like, oh, you just don't drink during the work week. That's what you have to do from now on.
Exactly. Exactly. And learning that, but also being nice to yourself too, because you work so much, I imagine, all the time.
Yeah.
I know.
Did you guys see that thing on The Cut that was like, they're blowing up the kind of NYC influencer snark Reddit. They were blowing that up, which I was like, don't do that.
Oh my God.
Don't give that page more attention.
No, I don't want to see it.
But you know, there's so much animosity surrounding the assumption that people have about people who do what we do, like what our schedules are like and how much free time we have and all that stuff. Because yeah, like you can definitely go online and find an influencer documenting their day. And it's like, I went to Spencer's for a free massage. And then I went and I had therapy. And then I did an unboxing. Like, yeah, that looks like something that's totally make funnable.
Yeah.
make funnable.
Make funnable, of course.
Yeah. But the structure thing is important. That's why I want to do a play. Because that is how you structure your life.
That's what structure your life. And it comes, you know, and it is easy to a degree. It's fun, but it comes at a cost. That's what I'll say. That's my only, I'm not complaining about anything, but it comes at a cost, all this shit.
It comes at a cost, and yet I wouldn't change it.
No. And same. Mm-hmm. So you want to do a play. Are you like wanting to do movies too? Is that your kind of?
Totally. Yeah. Totally. But yeah, it's funny. It's like, how do we keep all the things spinning? Because I think about my content, like my videos, as like the water beneath the ship. If the ship is like everything else that I want to do, like I have to keep it afloat.
Yeah.
So the videos have to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little hamster wheelie, but it's been like that for a while. And, you know, here we still are. But I want to do an Emma Stone.
Yeah. That's a great Northern Star.
Yes, I want to do an Emma Stone. I want to, you know, break in via comedy and then slowly become a jack of all trades, an Emma of all trades.
Poor Things Oscar winner. Was that her first Oscar? No, second.
Second.
Shit.
Have you met her?
Never. Have you?
No, but I feel like you guys would get along or something. But
I feel like we all would. We should go to Fuse Pilates.
She lives here.
Does she?
Yeah. She's like a mom now, but she lives here with her.
Yeah, so fuck her.
So fuck her.
Yeah,
she's married to like a funny Dave. Guy.
Really?
She's married to Dave McCary, who's a comedy nerd.
Good neighbor stuff.
Good neighbor. Like he was like the guy who filmed all the Kyle Mooney stuff.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And he worked at SNL for years as
like
a writer.
I like it when you see like a massive starlet dating sort of like a
behind the scenes.
Yeah,
it's classic.
Like Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah,
and Margot Robbie.
Who's Jennifer Lawrence is dating or married to
a man named?
He's hot.
Jeff.
He is hot.
Yeah.
It's not. It's
I just made that up.
What does he do?
Simon. Whatever.
Somebody look it up. Pop it in right here.
Okay.
Simon.
Ding.
Connery will.
What were you gonna say, Kyle? I feel like you're interested.
I was going to say.
What's up?
But it never goes the other direction.
I was going to say.
A front man never dates the behind the camera woman.
I don't remember what I was going to say. But what I will say is, guys, this is episode
70.
70.
Everybody.
Welcome to episode
70.
We are joined by Delaney Rowe.
Sorry, was that the intro?
Yeah. That was the intro.
So we're about 45.
We are joined by Delaney Rowe. How would you, if someone was like, What's your like sort of one-liner bio? What would you say?
I say like writer, actress, content creator.
Love. Fuck yeah.
Writer, thank actress, you. Content
fuck
creator.
Yeah, because you are a writer first.
I am a writer first.
Yeah.
And she's joining us today here on the Nevermind podcast. Guys, episode
70.
Hit the subscribe.
Tribe.
comment,
subscribe,
do all that stuff. Hit the like button, hit the notification bell. And if you want bonus content, ad-free listening, video to watch if you're on Spotify, go to the Patreon link in the bio. We have merchandise, Nevermind Podcast, at nevermindpod.com. If you want to send us some fan mail, 200 Franklin Street, Unit 103,
okay,
Box 113, Brooklyn, New York, 1122.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And we love it, guys. Thanks. Okay, now back to the podcast. So there's no edit in there.
Where does the, I don't know if I'm allowed to ask this on the pod.
Ask.
I'm going to. Where does podcast, this podcast for you guys, rank in your favorite things that you guys do creatively?
Because I'm resonating with this ship analogy.
Yeah, like the triage of creativity here.
Because that's kind of where the financial shit happens.
The money right here.
No. The videos.
Oh, the videos.
The videos.
We don't, like, full transparency, but I feel like we've said it before. We don't really make anything from the podcast.
Well, no. We make some.
Enough to pay for.
But for the first year,
for this
nothing.
Sort of cute. Yes. Little
yeah, exactly.
Table
like we get.
This has not been paid off. This has not been paid off. But the first year was like,
we're not going out to dinner on podcast money.
No, that's H&M money.
That's
H&M money.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think, videos and then the podcast. The podcast is kind of like our diary in a weird way. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it is your, I think, opportunity for you to both like step out of the character, the facade.
It's the only time. Mm-hmm. That is the only time. Mm-hmm. I've never been myself on my page just talking. Like I don't know how to do it.
And please don't.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody
wants it. Nobody wants it. I've even like, cause I like fucking, I love Get Ready With Me.
Me too. I love to consume that content.
Yes. Like on YouTube, like that's exactly what I do. I do my makeup and then I watch like, what I did in a day, like whatever, just someone my age in New York. And
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Literally. And so I'm like, oh, maybe I should. And then I'm like, no, I'm not gonna fucking do that. Like, I've gone too far in one way. Also, like, just because I like something doesn't mean I have to make it. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do become a little bit of, like, a slave to what the audience wants. You know, like, the anxiety of a comment that's like, what is this? What do you think you're doing, Delaney, with your what I eat in a day video?
But I love your second page, and I've said this to you. I fucking love it. And I don't know if I'm putting you on blast with the second page. I don't know if it's secret.
Sort of a spam account, but also like I will post about stuff I like to cook because
and I'm
a big
watching
deal.
That shit front to back.
Thank you.
Like literally, I'm like, hey, like y'all, she's having her fucking like making little tzatziki. Like you're a great cook, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm never gonna make this shit. But I'm like, this is amazing.
You guys should come over for dinner.
I would love that.
Okay, yeah, you guys should come see my apartment here, which I'm gonna move from soon, but.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you after this pod, but there is a dinner tomorrow. But anyways, there's a little dinner tomorrow.
It's a little dinner.
Cool.
I'll
be there.
Tomorrow.
What?
Wait. Whatever we make in the city.
But okay, right.
So then we're also developing a movie.
Right.
And a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also developing another movie. And is that where it ends? And then my live stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On the rank, I think it's, I don't know. Because how much can you... We can really think about the podcast, but the podcast just kind of is us and we can't
do too much.
We can't do too much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, which is great. A kind of freeing.
Yeah.
And also like, in the beginning, our team was often trying to set us up with guests and we kind of realized, because like that is like a huge part of growing a podcast is getting
guests
and like-
You look at that guy.
Whatever, that's how you- But we- It would sometimes be just like people we didn't know personally, like we didn't have any sort of online relationship with or anything like that. And we decided like, if we're going to have a guest, we should know them t- to some degree. Like mm-hmm. either they're like a fan of ours and we're a fan of theirs and we've hung out before or whatever. It should just feel more
organic
mm-hmm. than yeah. like,
well, because you don't want
and, like,
to then
being businessy about it.
Be pushed into this kind of role of like interviewer.
Yeah.
That I don't see that in this podcast. That's not really
no.
the vibe.
No,
it's
no,
like
no.
three people talking. That's what it should feel like.
And you're just sitting in on like, a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Like when Joe Jonas was on, we never met him. And so I was like, fuck, I gotta like really like think of these questions. Mm-hmm. And then they go out the window. You're just like, okay, I'm just gonna like chat with you about like
riff.
What. Yeah, they Kyle and him just talk about like coffee for like half an yeah. hour, and I was like this.
And I've done a podcast where the person is so committed to getting to their questions that the flow stops, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
no, that are doesn't you, work as well.
Are you listening to me? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's
yeah.
Would you have a do you have a good squad out here? Like, do you have like good friends?
And, I really do.
Yeah,
I really do, and. It's funny. It's like when I started doing kind of back and forth between LA and New York, I really realized I had to kind of choose a side. You can't split time because then you have
no time.
Actually, no time. You have no life in either.
Yeah.
So it's definitely heavy New York right now. And I like that the people in New York do more than what I do. They have jobs that are very different and interesting to me. And we can talk about, when we get together, we don't talk about work or there's no comparison or anything like that. I felt like there was a lot of that going on in LA mm-hmm. and it's different here. Yeah, I love it. It's the best thing I've ever done is moving here.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I used to live in LA. I lived in LA for 4 years.
Where did you live?
I lived in Los Feliz.
Yeah. That feels right for you.
And it was great.
Little Doms.
I loved it. I loved yeah. it over there. Like,
yeah, Little Doms.
I didn't hate my time in LA, but yeah, the second I got here, I was like,
Do you guys think Greenpoint, mm-hmm. ride or die?
I really like Greenpoint. Yeah. I could live kind of, like I realized the other day when I was in like Carroll Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I could live over here
right.
easily.
Beautiful too.
Yeah.
It's just like, we've been here and now we're just so familiar with it that it is just like the home neighborhood
mm-hmm.
that to go anywhere else would just feel kind of
yeah.
weird and different. But
and
I'd also love
like
to be in the city
way.
At some point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's out of the way in a way, but like
yeah.
the G was down all summer and I didn't even feel it. Like I was like, oh, it was kind yeah. of annoying, but then
it was
like,
all right.
yeah. But then when I go to, you know, Dime Square or something like that,
mm-hmm. which is where I live.
It's
do you?
Fun.
Yeah.
You live in Dime Square?
Yeah, buddy.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, but it's fun. Like, that's a whole other New York.
Yeah,
like, we live
yeah,
in
yeah.
different cities, literally.
Yes. And I'm, you know, of course, I'm avoiding someone here. So, you know.
Okay.
In
got you. You got your fucking artsy Brooklyn boys, huh?
Okay.
Don't I know
no,
it?
No, I don't know. I need to experience Brooklyn more.
Yeah.
I would love to. It's funny. I was talking to somebody who I had never met before and was like, where do you live? And I was like, oh, I live in Chinatown, like Dime Square. And he was shocked. He was like, I have not met a person under 30 who lives in the city in a very long time. Everyone lives in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Because Brooklyn rules. It really does. It's
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah.
And the space that I could get here would be remarkable.
You would have.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Everybody kind of said the same thing to me when I was getting a place here. They're like, if you can, enjoy some time in Manhattan while you're young. If it's your first time moving to the city, do that. And I was like, okay. And
cool.
then I just took that advice.
My friend Maddie just moved to Dime Square.
I'm sure I'll see her tonight at La Dive.
Yeah. You literally. No, forget me not. We love.
Love that spot.
What's that?
Kiki's.
Kiki's, mm-hmm. I love.
Mm-hmm.
I like Dimes.
Dimes, I love too.
Everyone likes it. I don't know why everyone shits on it. If y'all like it,
no, we
stop
like
hanging
it.
Out there then.
No,
everyone
likes it.
Yeah, loves to hate on it. And then they're
and
like,
the shopping,
but see you tonight at Bar 169.
Yeah, exactly. And the shopping there of like all the New York brands.
Yes.
Like it's awesome.
Yes.
Like that feels, when my parents are here, I'm bringing them there. And I'm like, this feels New York. And this feels like my kind of New York. But
mm-hmm.
here is just like, I don't know. It reminds me of Toronto, honestly. Like just like the pace of Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the water. I love just walking down. We live like 6 minute walk to the water.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm Polish. So I...
You don't say.
You don't say.
Now bring it up again.
Oh, that crazy ass last name.
A Friday night.
So that feels nice to me. I like that about it.
A Friday night in... We'll say it's like... May, let's see, I'm going to get an exact date here. This March.
Do you know Slushy Noobs?
No.
No.
But see,
everyone, the internet's so huge. These guys are
May
kings.
16th.
Yeah.
A May 16th, 2025 in Dimes Square.
You.
7 p.m.
Me.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
We're,
yes.
Is, there's something magical.
Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Fuck what's yeah. the, what is it? What, High Life? High Life.
High Life. High
Golden
Life.
Hour.
High Life.
But Golden Hour, you're outside, you're on the street.
On those red little tables.
We're having a cigarette. Woo! We're having a little cigarette.
Oh, you know, I'm having a cigarette.
Woo! Oh my God.
That's a magical feeling.
It is.
Yeah, we're and doing I'm, that.
But that's what the why the winter is worth it. Because mm-hmm. then you appreciate it and life becomes good again. And oh, it becomes yeah. better than it was.
I love the winter. I'm loving it.
Are you?
I'm fucking loving it.
Good.
I love the clothes.
Yeah.
I like to wear a bunch of clothes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of coats. I have so much fun picking out a goddamn coat in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What coat looks good with this? What coat looks good with that? I like that. I like my little balaclava. Balaclava.
You've been fucking, A, your brand deals are, you're just like the definition of quality. Do you know what I mean?
Baby.
Truly, truly.
Thank you.
You have, I don't know anyone else, like you've nailed what you do. And
thank you so much.
Truly, I really mean it. It's like
I really like it, which is the maybe the can, secret.
And you can tell. Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, literally.
Thank
so
you.
Many people are like,
I have fun.
Sometimes.
I have fun.
Yeah.
We have, me and my friend Tucker, we say this thing to each other. We go, did you have fun, Jessica? And it's a reference to a story Jessica Chastain tells about her Juilliard audition. Oh. She tells this like very unrelatable story about auditioning for Juilliard and how in her monologue, she really got into it and she's like writhing on the floor. She's doing a Juliet monologue and she's playing this sexually frustrated teenager and she's like humping the floor by the end of it. And she looks up and she kind of like blacked out and then blacked back in. And the auditors look at her and they go, did you have fun, Jessica? And then she goes, yeah, I did. And then she got in. So the point is, you always have to check Jessica? In and be like, did you have fun, Jessica?
Wow.
Because if you actually are having so much fun with what you're doing, you're going to get into Juilliard.
Yes. And
yes.
everything will happen in your life. Mm-hmm. And no, it's true. But
that's good.
That being said, your fashion videos and everything is like, it's like,
I hate this about myself. I love fashion. I don't know what happened. I love fashion. Do you guys love fashion?
It's New York.
Yes. Hey, do you guys like fashion?
Honestly, I really, this year, that's been my, I'm on Pinterest.
Isn't it
more
so fun?
Than any,
God damn it, I love Pinterest.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really loving it. I'm like loving like investing in pieces mm-hmm. and like, I just feel, as I wear this, I feel
you look
good
very,
about
very good.
It. Thank you. Like,
that's a Balenciaga Brooklyn tee. It's ironic. It's an ironic sort of a take on like a classic t-shirt, but
right.
it is Balenciaga.
But it's so fun to, even yesterday before this event, I didn't really get my makeup done and I had a makeup artist come over and I got styled for the event and it felt like prom night in this way that I was like, this is unbelievable. Like, of course, this is so fun and mm-hmm. my life is so awesome and I'm so lucky mm-hmm. and like, yeah, it was just like,
yeah.
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 You know, it also feels good to be pampered and
for sure.
It feels good to feel pretty, especially as a comedy girl on the internet.
Yeah.
And I talk about this ad nauseum.
Do you, okay, this is going to be kind of a question. All right. Do you have, I get insecure about this.
Mm-hmm.
I have more male friends in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that?
No.
You have a lot of girlfriends. See, I'm just wondering.
I don't know if I am.
Or is it equal?
Believe in having a lot of male friends.
Yeah.
That's never really, how do I say this? It's never, I can point to maybe one or two friends where I'm like, that is a completely innocent friendship. That's all I'll say.
That's all I'll say.
I'm a little in the Harry Met Sally mindset.
Okay.
Not sure how men and women can be friends that cleanly, especially if those people are single.
Yeah.
I think it's a whole different thing when you're in a relationship or they're in a relationship or whatever, but I think it gets a little tricky for me, and it always has been. Yeah.
Interesting. Fair. No, I love this. I love this. So there's always, you find someone catches feelings.
That, or it's like maybe other motives. What happens is maybe nothing physical ever happens or emotional. You know, it's completely on the surface seems clean. And then maybe I get into a relationship and then usually that guy is like, what's up with that friendship? Because maybe that guy is attractive or successful or whatever. And there's like an insecurity there. So that's caused problems in the past. I had an ex-boyfriend say to me, he was like, it's fine for my girlfriends, the girl that I'm dating to have male friends, as long as we both agree that that person's not attractive.
Wow.
And I have male friends who I can't say that about. They are just attractive.
Yes.
I have a lot of attractive male friends. And now here I am. What's the word? Hypocrite, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. No. I'm just wondering. Because, yeah. That is, I find, you know, I say this, I have a lot of male friends in the city for some reason. I'm really, and I have a lot of girlfriends too. And I had a lot of girlfriends in Toronto, but for some reason, I think maybe just because I hang out with you and Michael like a lot, and then you guys have guy friends, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, I just have more guy friends than girlfriends, which I am insecure about. But
why are you insecure about that?
I don't know.
Are you insecure about that because there's this stigma, this TikTok headline that's like, if a girl doesn't have girlfriends, red flag.
Yeah. Honestly, or that I'm like,
anything a woman does is wrong. So you're fine.
And I'm like, okay, but I still like, these are like fulfilling. Connery's one of my best friends who I've known him since I've been 12 years old. And he's introduced me to every movie and every artist. And like, it's such a, you know, he's like I call him my smartest friend and my dumbest friend. And he knows this, but like, it's a great relationship. You know what I mean? Even if, and I agree with you that I will say some or most of my male friendships, there was a moment in the beginning. Mm-hmm. What is this? Are we?
Yeah.
Are we crossing this boundary? Is there an attraction? Maybe there is, but I have seen them through, and then it becomes just like a regular great friendship. Do you know what I mean?
And that can totally happen. And I do believe in that. I have some, a lot of examples that completely prove the theory false of, you know, men and women can't be friends. Like, I really do. I think I just personally, I've really.
But also, like I said, like, I also, to be honest, then my friend will go, I had a crush on you back then. I go, like, what?
Stop it. Shut up.
Yeah. And they're like, I don't anymore. And I'm like, I know, I can feel that you don't.
He's like, you are not hot to me anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, wait, why did you stop having a crush? Do you have a lot
that
of-
would send you. Someone saying that, like, I used to have a crush on you.
You'd I hate be like, that.
What do you mean used to?
Well, no, my one good friend said that to me one time, and I'm so happy he never told me. And I'm so I'm so happy he never told me. But we're gonna, you're gonna ask him if he's.
Yeah, I was. Do you have a lot of female friends?
Not too many. Any. Also, I feel
God.
Like
toxic
are no. in relationships, like the ones that I am. The closest with are all just in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's bizarre. Or like my girlfriends that you're now.
Yeah, but like when I think about like my friends that are female, they're all in relationships.
You're not like FaceTiming a girlfriend.
No.
Yeah.
But like if they're in town, like a friend from college or whatever, I will like make time to hang out, or like for instance, my friend Abby came to my birthday party from Massachusetts. She came down. She's
just
a college,
for the birthday party.
Just for she also likes to come to New York, just because she's not that far away. It's a really short drive from where she's at.
Justifying Abby's
and she'll come down, just for hanging out and. We have other like people that we went to college with that also live here. Mm-hmm. And so she'll hang out with them a lot. But like, yeah, her, Carissa, is a good.
No, you can't name them all. Name friend. All of your girlfriends. But yeah.
But yeah, not really. I'd say most of my friends are.
Kyle's also the middle boy, surrounded by two girls.
Yeah, two
older
sisters.
Older sister, younger sister.
And congrats on that. You're a favored variable in the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of siblings, right? Mm-hmm. No, you do.
I'm an older sister and I have two younger brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Four. Yeah. Okay. That's a lot in my book, I guess.
It could be more.
Even three.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm like, three. Do you want children?
I do. Your little face. You went,
I do too. And I think that's okay. So many people are like, not this economy and world. I'm like, I know, guys.
Yeah,
come on.
Out your ass. I do. I would do it in a myriad of ways. I would do it the old fashioned way. I would adopt. I would use a surrogate. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a modern world.
Is there, do you have an age that you're like, this is when I want to do it?
3 years ago.
Hi, trailer. Okay.
The age, the magic age for me would be life speeds up real quick in the next few years. I'm having my first one by 33.
Wow. My age is 34.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll adjust.
Yeah.
We should be pregnant because twins. Can you imagine the content?
Because have the same kind of like, I don't know if you have a fear of it, but like, we're very young, mm-hmm. but you know what I mean? I kind of am like, whoa, it's creeping.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's, that's not that long from now. And we have a lot to do before.
Yeah.
We have a lot to do before that.
A lot to do before, at least you've met the one that you're having the kids
with.
That's right. Yeah. So you got a check.
Right. But we're dating.
We're dating. Yeah, I don't really talk about it.
We don't have to talk. We don't have to talk at all.
We're dating, and that's all I'll say.
Great.
We're trying.
Great.
We're trying. We're being vulnerable. We're putting ourselves out there. We're getting clear about our wants versus our needs,
mm-hmm.
which I always assumed were the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And different.
Very different.
But then sometimes, you know, there's a lot, the Venn diagram of that overlaps.
Yep. Gets foggy.
Yeah.
Then like the horniness.
If you look at the concept of like stability, you're looking for a partner that has a sense of stability in their life. Is that a want or a need?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a need, but some people might say that is a want.
I think that's
just
a want.
Could vary. Yeah.
Yeah. Person. I don't think I need someone. If they have like good work ethic and I see that there is a plan, but they maybe are not stable just yet, mm-hmm. that's okay with me. Do you know what I'm saying? Is that what we're talking about?
A project.
Is that what we're talking about? Yeah. I'm like, I can wait. I can wait for you to figure it out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But it depends. Also, the older I get, the less lenient I am about that stuff. But who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
How's your improv?
Poor. Very poor indeed.
Really?
That's fine.
Very poor indeed.
That is, okay.
So.
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No. You go ahead.
That's what we do at the end of every mm-hmm. single episode.
Yeah.
Is we thank our highest tier Patreon members
mm-hmm.
who are called the Nevermind Knights.
Mm-hmm.
And we do so in a way where we typically improvise a scene that takes place in medieval Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And we figure out a way to get the scene somewhere where we say all of these names at the sort of end of the scene.
Okay.
So in the past we've done... there was like a wedding and we were figuring out who was invited to the wedding. We named all of the guests that were coming to the wedding,
right.
which are these here names.
It's short. Okay. It is short.
Let's look at these names.
There's how many?
These are all the names?
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
I know. There are nights. We love them. We love them.
Holy hell.
And so
we're
going to
name all of these names.
Quickly.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
We do it quite fast. So don't be scared. Just jump in on the ride.
Okay.
Add a silly English. Can you do a British accent?
Yeah, I can do a British accent.
Okay.
How's that? Are we going like lower class, like down here?
You can do whatever. It just depends. All right, so Connery,
cue the music.
He's going to put music underneath.
He's right. Medieval music.
Can you say this? You need to say that list a bit more there.
Yeah, perfect. Right,
we'll hold it. But,
perfect.
God. What city are we in?
We're in...
Oh, you're going to do it that style?
I don't know. Sure. No, this is your show. No, take it away.
We're in Finbruce, okay? My two lovely sisters.
It's freezing outside and Hayden Coon forgot to stoke the fire.
Okay, Katie Chase. You know what? Get your Eric Burke out of your ass and Aaron Ruggiero. Why don't you start the goddamn fire?
Guys.
Oh, Ashlyn's here. Come on in.
Ashlyn, hi.
Guys.
What?
I'm bad sick.
Oh, I knew it. Oh, you've got that thing that's going around, the Carlotta Ozenberg.
Yes.
The Mouse Louisa, and then with a hint of Diana Christmas.
Tell me, could you get me a little bit of that hot sauce Haley?
Absolute Kelly Beach.
That would just help. I just called me doctor, Sophie Serenkowski, of course.
Oh, and yes, the partner with Daniel Vernard.
Yes, that's right. And she told me that Hivemind Riley and Lars Strelitz are working on a little concoction.
Oh, the Jack Blore!
Yes, I had it
the other night with Ali.
Oh, yes. Wow. Wait, you had it?
Well, it was delicious.
You were on a date with Andre Sanchez, right?
And can I just say he's a Mia Bavadia?
A real Willy one of one.
Yes, he's a bit cocoa, isn't he?
Oh, that's very Hannah Newsom of you to say.
And then Emily Faith came in, right? And she ruined the date.
She pulled a stinky L.
Gina Josiah.
Well, let me ask you guys something. You see, I was with Antonio Mora the other day.
Oh, the bright-eyed brunette bombshell.
Yes, Peyton Flesh.
right, of course.
And he was with the twins, Troy and Haley Coleslaw.
Oh, the best. They make a great Danny Manny besides their coleslaw.
Yes, they do. Besides the point, you know, he was with his two little DJ Khaled sticker girls, you the best. and suddenly Adriana R walks in and she goes, Jamie McPentagon.
Haley Nelson.
Yes.
But then Betsy, what happened then with Betsy? She came in with the
Magwari, whatever it was.
Oh yeah. Which she got at the bank. Ruby, Veronica, and Kyla.
Yes, best friends.
Ha ha
ha. Well, okay. Well, I just have to say that Taylor, and Matthew Vanderpoort and Luke Sen, well, they're real. Ava Arzabuck. I'm 16.
We're so close, guys.
We're doing it.
But wait. By my Megan Gooby, Taylor Rydberg had a great showing the other night.
Yes. They say, have y'all heard from Michael McKitty recently? I think he's been dating Leah Shirley.
No, I heard he was dating Lauren Bauer.
Well, Bobby Good's colouring books. That's a cat girl in a dog world.
And Cut a Queen, Mandy Kays. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
In the scene.
Okay, yes. Sing the Dream, Linda Davies, Elsie Belsie.
She's just going to say the names now.
No, go.
Take it to the bridge.
Well, I'll tell you. My friend Maddie Dorsey, she has this sort of fantasy camp and, you know, she...
I went to a fantasy camp once. Don't tell anybody, it was with M. Louise.
Oh, I know M. Louise through Sarah Schwind, actually.
Mm-hmm. Was she dating Sleepsaurus Rex?
She was, but also...
Had a threesome.
Yes, with Mandy and Livy, of course.
God. Yeah. And you know who documented the whole thing.
No.
Yeah, it's the scribe, Charlie McKeereth.
Oh,
really?
God. Mm-hmm. And, okay. Well, I had sex with Colby.
No, you didn't.
I did.
That's Sharon!
I did! I'm sorry, okay? Coley Smalls.
That's what they're calling his penis.
Coley Smalls.
There we go, same brain.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Don't let Freya Williams hear about this, I'll tell you.
Oh, no, Chappelle, real helio-yo. Mad men.
And scene.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Delaney, for coming on.
Thank you, Delaney.
Was that a fucking crazy thing to do? We started strong.
Yeah, we were really on one.
Well, if you're down, we have another 30-minute bonus
episode.
If
you're not, that's okay, too.
If you got to go, you got to go.
No, I don't have to go.
Okay.
I'm here.
So we're going to say see you next week. And if you want to continue the conversation, we're going to jump into the bonus episode right
meow.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.